So I am leaving, well, just left, dropping my boy Jared off at his place here in the Springs, and we just left the Norma Jean show. It was amazing. Show was phenomenal. We saw, show started at 2 in the afternoon, so it had that going for it, but by the time we got there, we caught what I assume was the majority of the Chariots set, which mildly bummed me out because I was really looking forward to seeing those guys. I did miss Texas in July because I thought those guys were going to be really cool, but, you know, those of us that have jobs can't get there at 3 in the afternoon or whatever for a show. Anyway, Chariot was awesome. Then we saw War of Ages, and those dudes were, like, for real. It was... I'd never heard of them before, but they were really cool. Sleeping Giant was the next band, and they may have been my favorites of the night. They got real. Like, we're singing Oh Praise Him, and the dude, it was cool. He was just, you know, talking about, you know, we're not called to make believers. We're called to make disciples, and like... I had never been to a concert before where they had an altar call, and the dude did an altar call, and I was just like, this is nuts. But it was also really cool because, like, 4 people raised their hands, and, like, maybe more than that. I don't know. From what I could see, there was, like, 4 people, and, like, they had laid on hands and prayed right there. It was awesome. And, yeah, I mean, it was really cool. Afterwards, they were like, you know, come to the merchandise booth. He was like, everybody raise their hand. I want to come talk to you. I want to pray with you. I'm like, this is awesome. Anyway, hold on. Let me check my time. I got 3 minutes left. So then I was just like, wow, that is bold. Okay, and here's the thing. The War of Ages guy, one of their guitarists, and then the guitarist for Sleeping Giant, both wearing striper shirts, so... Shout out to my boy Rob Turner and his affinity for Striper. Apparently, I need to start listening to Striper. For those that don't know, Striper is like the 80s Christian equivalent of like Poison or Motley Crue. Probably more like Motley Crue, where they're kind of 80s metal, but they love Jesus. So, like send the devil to hell, I think is one of the name of their songs, and it's like screamo hair metal. Anyway. So get on Striper. Anyway, sorry about my voice, man. It sounds horrible. Screaming Norma Jean lyrics will do that. But anyway, the dude from the Sleeping Giant was wearing a t-shirt with Eazy-E on it. And I was like, really, dude, you're going to rock an Eazy-E t-shirt? Eazy-E, again, for those that don't know, was in NWA, as in Niggas with Attitude, as in Dr. Dre and Ice Cube before they started making family films. Anyway, so I was just like, wow, that's pretty bold. Anyway, then Norma Jean comes out, and Norma Jean was awesome. I was so disappointed in the crowd because, you know, by the end of the night, the 14-year-olds that had been there since 2 in the afternoon were pretty worn out, but I was rocking, so screaming, you know, it's like bringing a knife to a gunfight, and that was my favorite one. And then, you know, I screamed the whole Memphis Will Be Laid to Waste, which was awesome. I think his name's Josh something. Anyway, the dude from the lead singer of the Chariot was originally the lead singer Norma Jean, and then he went off to form the Chariot. So anyway, he comes out while they sing Memphis Will Be Laid to Waste, and they're both just, it was awesome. Anyway, I'm running out of time here. It was awesome show. Can't wait to see them again. So Scream the Prayer Tour 2011. If you're listening to this and it's somewhere near you, please go see it. It was phenomenal. I'm excited to go see it hopefully next year. This was my first real Christian hardcore show, and is phenomenal. Anyway. So yeah, Norma Jean, everything I hoped it would be. And yeah. Thanks a bunch. Later.